Hello, everybody. I am going to share with you about bringing up the past in an argument. Why does it happen? Is it helpful? And what do you do about it? What's the elevation? Why? Well, the why is there are a lot of reasons, but it really comes down to the fact that there is a subconscious program that is playing out for the person bringing up the past. And it's all based in past wounding, and it's just been triggered again. So even though the circumstances may have seemed like they got cleared, like everything got worked out, apologies were made, what happened was that there is usually an old wound that goes back even before the last incident that's similar. And that subconscious wound is set, unfortunately, when it's activated, it's set to perpetuate itself over and over again. And the mind loves predictability, and it colludes with the subconscious to create this experience over and over again, even though it's really unpleasant, and even though it's actually harmful. There's something that the familiarity about it and this past wounding of like, this is how life is kind of goes into the subconscious. It's like an algorithm that's continuing to play out. And when it gets triggered, then all of a sudden, all those past hurts that haven't been healed, that haven't been metabolized, that haven't been really flushed out of the system, they're all up again. And so that's why, in an argument, the past gets brought up because even though the right words may have been said, the right amenities or amends, excuse me, the right amends have been made, that wound is still in there and it's still festering and it's now got an opportunity to come up again. So the person's feeling it, they use the last incident, something big that happened in the past, to basically express from the subconscious level, I'm feeling this same hurt again. So, is it helpful? Is this a helpful thing to do? Not usually. It's not usually helpful to bring up the past for a lot of different reasons, because if you're the person who, there's a past incident, cause some issues for your partner, and now they're bringing it up again. And it seems like, gosh, I thought we already cleared that. It can feel frustrating, like there's no escaping this, there's no moving forward. And it doesn't feel helpful. It's like, how do you get out of it? How, is this just, we're just stuck in this forever and it's never going to go away. And whether I apologize or make amends, it doesn't matter, it's just going to keep coming up. So it can feel very frustrating and bring up a lot of resistance and defensiveness and arguments that aren't helpful. But it can be helpful if you can use it as an opportunity to identify that there is something that actually needs to be cleared. And it's not about blame, but it's about recognizing, oh, this hasn't been put to bed. This hasn't actually been healed. So what do you do about it? This is the elevation part. Using this as an opportunity to heal is really, really helpful for the person who is witnessing, gosh, this is being brought up again. The first thing is don't take it personally. And if you're familiar with the four agreements, that's a really great thing to be mindful of. And if you're not familiar with the four agreements, I highly recommend you check it out, Gabor Mate. The next is to focus on the emotions that the person who's brought up the past, like to really have them focus on their emotions and how those emotions are feeling in their body. Because that bringing up the past is basically an alarm signal saying, I'm feeling the same way as I felt back then. And so it's an opportunity to let's focus on how you're feeling, where it is in the body. I often do this when I talk about feelings in the body because I often feel them in my heart, and that's a common place where we can feel them, but you can feel them in your jaw, your belly, your solar plexus. You can feel it in your shoulders. You can feel it all over. But to stay focused on that, and then to bring compassion from both sides, the person who is bringing up the past, to be compassionate towards themselves and their partner. And hopefully the partner can also be compassionate towards the one who's brought up the past, to bring that compassion and to really take a moment to listen, to let that hurt get expressed. Because again, a lot of this is old feelings, old wounds that haven't had an opportunity to really be expressed. And emotions are a lot like water. When they have an opportunity to flow, they things change, it's life-giving, it brings life. When they get stuck and we feel like it's not safe to express this feeling, I'm not supported, I'm gonna be judged or whatever. A lot of times we clamp down on hard feelings because we think we're not supposed to be feeling them or it's not good to feel them. So we tighten up on them, stuff them down, and then they're on backlog and looking for an opportunity to come up and be expressed. So giving them an opportunity to come out, whether it's crying, being held, screaming into a pillow, beating the hell out of a pillow, there's all kinds of things. And by the way, I mention a lot of things, ways of expressing emotions, getting them out of the system in my book, Elevationship, which I will talk a little bit more about in just a moment. But basically you want to give it space to be expressed and to really be felt, because really what needs to happen is those emotions just need to come up and out. And then the mind is looking for an opportunity to say, oh, there it is, there's a thing that's giving me a chance to get this really toxic thing out of my system. And it can turn into blame and stuff like that. And just none of that is actually very helpful. So how do you clear it? How do you really go down and do that deep healing and deep clearing? This is where I encourage you to get my book, Elevationship. I'm going to put the link in the comments, and it's absolutely free. You'll also get a follow-up email from me that has some really great resources from dear friends to support you in your relationships. And in there are ways to identify that a trigger has been activated, some methods for getting it out of the system. But one of the most valuable things in the Elevationship book that you're going to get for free if you click on the link is there's a guide for clearing conversations to really support getting these things out so that they are out, out and not continuing to come back and haunt you. We call them heart check-ins, and it's in that book, Elevationship. If you've been inspired by this message, please give it a like. And if you have questions or comments, please leave them in the comments and I will definitely respond to you personally. And I encourage you to subscribe right now so that you can get more videos like this in the future. And if you need some personal support from me, if you're interested in getting deep support for healing some relationship stuff, getting clarity about your relationship, you can contact me at amandaeloesch@gmail.com. Until we get to connect again, this has been Amanda Eloesch, your Quicker Waker Upper. May the source be with you.